就意味着。
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
早上我们一起来看了一下，现在的时局跟圣经的启示录的预言。
So we spent this morning looking at the current world events and how it connects with all the prophecies in the Bible.
让我们每一个基督徒都需要知道一件非常紧迫的事情。
And every Christian must have an urgency about one thing.
有点像学生在学校很快乐的时候，老师告诉他下礼拜要考试了。
As that student at school, they were very happy playing together, and suddenly the teacher told them there's an exam next week.
做学生天不怕地不怕，就怕考试。
And so as a student, you don't fear about anything, all you fear is about doing your test.
对吧？我们都做过学生。
And we all been once been a student.
所以你知道下个礼拜要考试，你这个礼拜就不能够掉以轻心，照样照完不误。
So if you know that you're going to have an exam next week, then of course.You cannot spend this week playing and fishing.
你必须要好好的用功。
You really need to spend the time in studying.
你才能够面对要来的考试。
So then you're prepared to face the exam that is before you.
这是一个很简单的道理。
It's a very simple thing to understand.
那么如果基督徒不知道主马上要到，我们也在那里乱混一场。
So as a Christian, if we do not know the Lord is coming soon, then we'll be there also spending time for ourselves.
对吧？所以今年很多的基督徒还在做梦。
But today, many Christians seem like dreaming.
那我盼望早上这一个信息呢，能够让你稍微梦醒一点。
So I hope that the message this morning have helped you to woken up.
因为我们这次的主题是心腹准备好了。
So the topic for our meeting is the bride have made herself ready.
这一节圣经是出自于启示录的十九章。
So this has come from the book of Revelation and chapter 19.
所以请大家打开来，我们来看看这一次的主题是出自于启示录的十九章。
So the topic of our conference is from Revelation chapter 19.
第七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了。心腹也自己预备好了。
Verse 7, Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
当然你到后头21章的时候还有类似的一句话。
And also in chapter 21, we read similar verses.
21章第二节，我又看见新城，圣城，新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Verse 2, chapter 21, verse 2. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
这是这本圣经最后的一卷，启示录，它的结束。
So this is the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and how it concludes.
他告诉我们，到那一天，新妇就准备好了，要迎接她的新郎了。
It told us on that day, the bride will make herself ready and adorned for her husband.
当然，历史历代的基督徒都有这个渴望，也都知道我们是基督的新妇，新郎要来接我们的。
As if every generation of Christian, they all have this hope that they are the bride, need to make themselves ready because our bridegroom is coming.
但是这句话讲了2000年了。
But the same words have been spoken for the past 2000 years.
历史历代的信徒都有这样的盼望，可是等了2000年，好像这件事情一直没有应验。
So for the past 2000 years, every generation of Christian all saying the same thing, and yet seem to be nothing have happened.
所以如果一句话讲了很久很久没有实现，大家就常常就，不敢太有把握。
So if something that's been said for so long and never been fulfilled, then we started to not lose the trustworthiness.
但是圣经里面不是单单讲这样的一句话而已。
But the Bible is not only just saying these words.
他要让我们知道这件事情必要发生，可是什么时候发生，主是讲了许许多多的兆头。
So even the Bible tells us that this event will happen, but yet before this event happened, it gives us many signs.
这就是今天早上我讲那么多的事情发生在我们的周遭，就让我们来看，的的确确我们所看见的这一些事是过去所有的圣徒都没有见过的。
So this morning, what I have shared with you, with all these many events that happened in the world, there are signs which the Christians in the past have never experienced.
所以我盼望你听的这些主的话的时候，你里面应该有所震动。
So I hope that after you hear this word of God, you should be moved within your heart.
你需要重新调整关于主要再来的这件事情的那个时间的急迫感，你需要有一个调整。
You need to correct yourself to see the urgency of the Lord's coming.
这是早晨我们交通的原因。
And that is the reason for our fellowship this morning.
那我们从这一堂到未来的几天，我们就要来到主题了。
So now starting from this afternoon and for the following sessions, we'll be looking at the topic.
因为在我们的主耶稣的心上，
Because in the heart of our Lord Jesus,
他完成了父托给他的那一个做我们救主为我们舍命的这个使命，两千年前他完成了。
He already accomplished the Father's will in sending him to become our Savior and become our salvation.
但是耶稣基督成为我们人类的救主，我们相信他，我们可以得救，我们可以得永生。
He became the Savior of the world. We believe in him, then we are saved and we receive eternal life.
感谢主，这是绝对的真理。
We thank the Lord, this is the truth.
我们在座的基督徒，你都经历过这个喜乐的喜乐与平安。
Because every Christian sitting here, you must have already experienced the peace of sins forgiven.
但是这不是我们信耶稣的目的。
But that is not the end of our belief.
耶稣基督成为我们的救主，把我们的罪得到赦免，这只是他达到他目的的方法。
So we see that this is not our goal because he become our savior and save us from our sin is only the method of how he help us get to the goal.
最后他要得到的启示录告诉我们。
But at the end, what the Lord is after is what Revelation is telling us.
他造人，人堕落，他救人，他有一个目的的。
So when God created man, and a man has fallen, and God come to save man, he has a purpose.
那就是我们读启示录的时候，约翰让我们看到的最后这个第八个意象。
So when we read the book of Revelation, through John, we see the eighth sign in this book.
约翰他写的作品有一个特点。
In the writings of John, it has something special, unique.
他第一个作品我们读的是约翰福音。
And his first writing is the Gospel of John.
约翰福音有二十一章圣经。
And the Gospel of John has 21 chapters.
他讲什么？
What does that 21 chapter tell us?
他写的约翰福音跟马太、马可、路加写的就不一样。
The Gospel of John is written in a way quite different to the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
他从另外一个角度来看，这位耶稣到底是谁？
He, from a different angle, he's come to writing to us, who is this Jesus?
你看他的笔法，第一句话，约翰福音第一章第一节。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1.
他怎么说的？
How did he say?
他说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
你读完似懂非懂。
After you read it, you I sort of understand, but I don't.
那最起码你要知道一件事情，他要介绍主耶稣是谁。
But one thing you need to know, as he come to introduce Jesus to us.
别的福音书都从耶稣的降生说起的。
The other three gospels start with Jesus' birth.
但是这本书不是从耶稣降生说起。
But this book does not start with Jesus' birth.
从哪里说起？
Where did he start?
太初。
It's from the beginning.
就是说从时间开始他就存在了。
Even before the beginning of time, he's there.
所以他从那个角度来介绍给我们每一个人认识他所跟随 所侍奉一辈子的这位主耶稣到底是谁，他把他用约翰福音八个神迹八个神迹介绍给我们的。
So John through the eight signs in the Gospel of John from that angle to tell us who is this Jesus that he believed and followed for his life.
等到他写最后这个著作，就是他的启示录的时候，他告诉我们。
And when his last writing in the book of Revelation, now he's telling us.
他说他要为耶稣做见证。
He gave testimony for Jesus.
但是他看见了八个异象。
And he saw a vision.
对，在八个异象里头，他把这位升天坐在父神宝座右边的主耶稣到勇士中这一个漫长的时间里头，他要怎么样来达到他最后的目的。
And yet through this eight vision is telling us the Lord Jesus who is sitting at the right hand of God from eternity past until eternity to come, how he wants to accomplish his purpose.
如果圣经只有前面六十五卷，
If the Bible only have the first 65 books,
而没有启示录,
and doesn't have revelation,
那我们所知道的都是旧约神做过什么事，新约主耶稣四本福音书他做过什么事。
And all we understand is what God has done in the Old Testament in the past, and also what God is doing currently through the Gospels.
然后到底将来耶稣要做什么，我们就不知道了。
But then we don't understand what God is going to do in the future.
但是有了启示录,
But now that we have Revelation, the book of Revelation,
神就给他所爱的那个门徒约翰看了八个大异象。
And God let John, his apostle, disciple, to see this eight vision.
就让我们，如果你读懂了这本书在讲什么的话，你就知道哦。从耶稣升天以后，一直到主耶稣再来，到最后新耶路撒冷，神有一套的整体的计划，要怎么样完成他的目的。
Then we can start to understand that God have a complete plan from the day that He's ascended and He's thronded and how He's coming back to accomplish His whole purpose.
所以如果我们把这一卷书读懂了
，and we can understand the book of Revelation.
今天我们在这个二十一世纪
，and in this day, the 21st century,
这个世界我没有看过那么乱的。
We have never seen a world in such chaos.
而且从十二月六号以后，简直全部都疯了。
And after the 6th of December, the whole world went crazy.
到底是怎么回事
？Why these things happen?
我们要怎么样来看这个复杂的世界？
And now, how can we see through this complex world?
启示录
and Revelation
就是一切事情的钥匙。
The Book of Revelation is the key to everything.
我们中文有一句话叫做"笃定"，上海话有一句话"笃定"。嗯哼。
Don't understand Chinese.
笃定，一个竹字旁一个马，定是安定的定，就是说。你不会七上八下，你很稳定 ，you are stable.
Oh, right. So it means that you have assurance in the heart. There's nothing gonna affect you anymore.
对，你如果开车在路上迷路，你没有地图，你就慌慌张张，你不知道到哪里去。
It's like when you're driving and yet you got lost and you don't know where you're going, so you become very fragile.
我想我们很多人都有迷路的经历了。
We all have been lost.
你一迷路你就慌了，对不对
？Because as soon as you got lost, then you become very fearful.
但是你手里面有一个地图，或者你今天有个 GPS 的话，你就笃定了。
But if you have a map in your hand or have a GPS, then you are a lot more sure where you're going.
懂了哈，这笃定是这个意思。
And that's what it means.
今天基督徒，你必须有一个。下一个功夫在启示录里头。
So today as a Christian, we really need to make an effort to understand the book of Revelation.
因为神要做的事情，他都先预先告诉我们。
Because everything that God wants to do is already foretelling us.
如果父亲都把很多的重要的事都告诉这个儿子，这个儿子就不会慌慌张张。爸爸不在也没有关系，他已经都讲过了。
So as a father wants to tell the son about everything so that when the Father is not here, the Son is not afraid because the Father already told him everything.
所以我们请打开第一章。
So let's open to Revelation chapter 1.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们来读，我选几节圣经来读。
We will pick a few verses that we can read together.
我们先读头三节。
We'll read the first three verses.
耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must surely take place, and he sent and signified by his angels to his servant John.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
跳到第八节。
Now I want to read verse 8.
到第十节。
From verse 8 to verse 10.
主神说，我是阿尔法，我是 Omega, 是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣的做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音，如吹号，说。
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet sighing.
你所看见的当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
好，我们就暂时读这几节。
We'll just temporarily stop reading here.
他头三节圣经。
The first three verse
就给我们一个总体的概念。
As give us an overview.
他第一句话说，耶稣基督的启示。
And it says the revelation of Jesus Christ.
换言之，我们要认识耶稣是谁。
And as the meaning is, if we want to know who is Jesus Christ.
不是你读了几本书的问题。
It's not by reading a few books.
不是任何的人可以告诉你的。
And it's not possible for any man to tell you.
他告诉我们，这是一个启示。
Because it tells us it must by revelation.
你记得在马太福音十六章。
You remember in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
有一次主耶稣带着三个门徒到山上去。
Once the Lord Jesus took three disciples with him at the top of a mountain.
不是 top of a mountain, 只是到了一个山地。那个地方叫做该撒利亚菲律比。
And Caesarea Philippi to a mountain is Caesarea Philippi.
对，就是你如果看那个应许之地那个地图，圣经的地图，它在最北面。
And if you look at the promised land, it's actually towards north.
那里有一个山叫做黑门山。
And that mountain is called Mount Hermon.
那 所有的积雪的化的雪就从那个山上流下来，那到这个山腰的部分就是叫做该撒利亚菲律宾。
And because from the top, the ice from the top of the mountain get melted, the snow melted, and it flowed down, and to the middle of the mountain, it's called Caesarea Philippi.
主耶稣就带了门徒到了这个地方来。
And Jesus took the disciples with him to this place.
是平常人不来的，这边很远。
Because it's a very far place, normally people don't go there.
哦，高高的山。
And but it's a high mountain.
主就问门徒一个问，两个问题。
And so the Lord asked the disciples two questions.
两个，第一个问题，别人说我是谁？
What the other people say who I am?
那门徒就说，哦，有人说你是施洗约翰，有人说你是以利亚，有的人说你是谁谁谁，先知里的一位。
And the disciples say, some say that you are Elias, some say you are John the Baptist, or you are one of the prophets.
耶稣没有回答。
But the Lord did not answer them.
问第二个问题。
But ask them the second question.
你们说我是谁？
But what do you say that I am?
哎，彼得就回答了。
And then Peter replied straight away.
对不对？他说，你是那基督，是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣马上回答。
And Jesus replied.
他说什么？
What did he say?
西门巴约纳，你是有福的。
Simon Barjona, blessed are you.
为什么？
Why?
因为你刚刚所说的
Because what you just said
不是属血气的只是你的
is not by flesh and blood
对乃是我天上的父启示你的
But it's my Father in heaven revealing it to you
所以你就知道
Then now you understand
耶稣是谁
Who is Jesus
别人说的都不可靠
Everything that other people say is not trustworthy
只有一个来源是可靠的。
There's only one source that is trustworthy.
彼得得到了。
And Peter got it.
所以耶稣说，你是有福的。
So Jesus said, Peter, you are blessed.
你刚刚讲的，如果不是父的启示，你没有人知道我是谁。
If what you just said is not a revelation from my Father, then nobody knows who I am.
什么叫做启示？
So what does it mean by revelation?
就是，比如说我们现在这里是一道墙。
Maybe we say that here we have a wall.
有的时候有些聚会的地方有一个幔子挂在这个墙上。
And some place in the gathering they have actually a curtain behind.
对，那么启示的意思就是说，你不知道这个幔子的后面是什么。
So and revelation means behind you do not know what was behind the curtain.
那启示就是把这个拉这个。幔子拉开
，and revelation is like opening the blind.
然后你就看见后面是什么
，and then you start to see what's behind the curtain.
认识主耶稣好像就是有一个幔子挡在那里，你看不见。
And knowing who is Jesus is like looking at a curtain, it blocking you, you don't know who he is.
主耶稣问门徒，别人说我是谁，都讲错了。
When Jesus asked the disciple, what do people say that I am? They all gave the wrong answer.
但是十二个门徒跟从耶稣两年了。
But these 12 disciples have followed the Lord Jesus for 2 years.
所以就问他，你们说我是谁？
And Jesus asked them, what do you say that I am?
彼得说，你就是那一位神的儿子，是那基督。
And Peter said, you are that Christ, which is the Son of the living God.
所以主就说，你这个不是血气告诉你的，是我天上的父启示你的。
And so Jesus said to Peter, "This is not by flesh and blood, but it's my Father in heaven revealing it to you."
意思就是彼得脸上的那个帕子怎么样，除掉了。
It means that the curtain that's covering Peter's eyes has been opened up.
他真的认识耶稣是谁。
And now he really know who Jesus is.
那现在第一句话也是一样，这里说耶稣基督的启示。
And the first verse he is saying the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们来读这卷书。
When we come to read this book,
我们需要一个祷告。
We need to have one prayer.
就是求神把那赐人智慧与启示的灵赏给我们。
That God will grant us the spirit of revelation and understanding.
叫我们真知道他。
That we may truly know him.
对不对？所以这个祷告是每一个要认识主耶稣的人必须做的祷告。
And this is a prayer that for everyone that want to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他开宗明义就说到，这本书要讲谁，就是讲他。
And so this book at the beginning tell us what is this book about? It's about Jesus Christ.
讲到他是谁，讲到他要做什么。
And telling us who he is and what he's going to do.
然后我们跟他有什么关系。
And what is our relationship to him?
我们的角色是什么。
And what role do we play?
这是这本书的目的。
And that is the purpose of this book.
然后他就差遣他的仆人来把这件事告诉他的仆人。
And then Jesus sent his servant to tell his servants.
那这个仆人就是约翰的这个地方。
And this servant is John.
并将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
Who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
换言之，神在这个最后一段路，他用的这个仆人就是他十二个使徒最后一个，约翰。
As if at this last days, the servant that God used is John the Apostle.
其他十一个都走了。
The other 11 this apostle already passed away.
在这个漫长的见证的行列中，这十一个人都寻到了。
And in these long years of testimony, all the other 11 already been martyred.
在头一个一百年，第一个世纪里头。
And in the first century,
我们读历史就知道。
When we read the history, we come to understand.
那个头一百年最强的国家就是罗马。
The first century, the strongest empire is the Roman Empire.
主耶稣就生在那个王朝的里头。
And Jesus was born to the Roman Empire.
那个时候谁做罗马的皇帝啊？
At that time, who was the emperor of the Roman Empire?
有人说该杀。
Is it Caesar?
其实该杀是所有皇帝的头衔，都叫做 Caesar， 就是我们中文就翻成该杀，好像该杀头的那个该杀。
So Caesar is really just the title for every emperor. They all call Caesar.
你们知不知道这个 Caesar 的意思？
Do you understand what Caesar really means?
就是人而神者。
Is a man, but the man is the son of God.
不一定是 son of God, 但是起码人变成神了。
But it's saying the man, but the man can become God, like a God.
中国的皇帝也是同样的思想，你一做皇帝你就不是人了，你是天子。
It's just like some of the Chinese, when they become emperor, it becomes the son of heaven.
对，所以人呢，不管你是中国人、外国人，他里面的梦是一样的，都想做神。
So you look at whether you're Chinese or you're Western, they have one dream, they want to become a god.
罗马的皇帝他后来就变成 Caesar, Caesar 就是人而神者。
And so they become a Caesar, like it's a man, but it's like God.
所以每一个皇帝都有一个庙。
So every Caesar, they have a temple.
他的臣子们通通都要到庙里面去拜他的。
And all his subjects have to go and worship in the temple.
但是基督徒不会去拜。
But then the Christian will not go to the temple and worship him.
所以基督徒在那个年代就被逼迫。
And so Christian was persecuted in that century.
那在历史里告诉我们，头一个世纪那一百年的里头有两个可怕的罗马的暴君是专门对付基督徒的。
And history tells us there was two most cruel Roman emperor which are persecuting Christians.
最有名的就是尼禄。
And the one most famous is Nimrod.
他焚烧罗马，把罗马烧了，然后嫁罪于基督徒。
So Nero burned up Rome and then blamed the Christian for doing it.
他掌权是主后54年到主后68年。
So the time in his in power was in AD 54 to AD 68.
对，他杀掉很多的基督徒。
And during that time, he killed many Christians.
最有名的两个。
And two most famous.
一个是彼得。
And one of them is Peter.
另外一个呢？
And who's the second one?
保罗。
And Paul.
这两个有名的基督徒，大的神重用的大仆人，就是死于尼禄的手。
And these two great apostles used by God was killed by Nero.
后面到了主后81年到96年。
And then from AD 70 and to 76.
那就出来了第二个暴君。
And come a second cruel emperor.
他的名字叫做 Domitian， 豆米田。
And his name is called Dominion。
他也是一样，对那些不去庙里面拜他的这些基督徒，要干掉他们。
And he is treating the Christian that do not go to the temple to worship the same way to kill them。
他的手法跟尼禄不一样。
But his way is different to Nero。
他的方法是说，只要你能够举报你的邻居，他如果证明是真的基督徒。
He is saying if you can expose your neighbor, and if he is a true Christian,
好，你就可以分那个基督徒的家产。
Then you have exposed the Christian, you can inherit that Christian's inheritance or his assets.
所以这下子大家想发财的，就把你的邻居如果是基督徒，给告发他。
So now everybody who wants to become rich, they will actually try to expose that neighbor who is a Christian so he can gain the asset.
所以在豆米田的时代，很多的基督徒为了信主，他们就倾家荡产，甚至丧命。
So at the time of Dominic, all many Christians, they lost their homes and also lost all the assets.
对，你知道，明年二月一号起，中国大陆要出现什么新的局面吗
？Do you know starting next year in China, what would something would happen?
二月一号启动这个整个的这个
And the first of February,
叫做宗教管理办法。
And they want to kickstart of a control over religion.
这是由总理李克强颁布的。
And it's from the Prime Minister of China, I have declared it.
总而言之，写这个宗教管理办法的是行家写的。
And the one who written this book on how to control religions is an insider person.
他对基督徒这在中国这么多年的所有的一举一动都摸得一清二楚。
And he...really understand to the detail of how the Christians have been living and behaving these many years in China.
共产党从1949年得政权以后到今天，很多东西都改了，只有这个东西没改。
And as the Communist Party from 1949, they have changed many things after they come into power, but this one thing has not been changed.
就是他要对付信耶稣的人，这个件事情打从49年到现在没改过。
Is the way of how to deal with the Christian from the 1949 until now has not been changed.
因为最基本意识形态上就不一样。共产党是说无神，无神论。
Because the Communist Party said there is no God.
我们的信仰是什么？有神。
But our belief is that there is God.
不但是有神，我们每一个人都是从神而来的，他造了我们。
Not only we believe that there's a God, but also we all came from God.
这是我们的。信仰的最就是前提
，and this is our prerequisite of our faith。
所以，中共得了政权以后，对基督徒是完全采取要控制，要消灭。
So after the Communist Party came to power, the attitude toward Christians is how to destroy them。
先是控制
，and to control them，
然后最后是消灭
，and then destroy them。
好，那么现在这个新颁布的这一个宗教管理条例。
And this new declaration of how to control the religion.
他就是要所有的基督徒都接受党的领导，因为党要领导一切。
And they asking all Christians must be now submit to the leading of the Communist Party.
对。
Because the Communist Party has to control everything.
这是他一贯的政策。
And because that is their way.
那可是这部新的颁布的这个宗教条例有什么特点呢？
So what is so special about this new creed that is they going to declare?
它的特点跟过去有什么不同？
What's different than to what's done in the past?
在过去，就是从改革开放以后，这三十多年来
，So after the open door policy in China and in these 30 odd years,
基本上这个宗教的问题是由公安跟统战部来管的
，And it was under control of the police and also that.
糟糕，你怎么翻？统战部。
统战部，National Security。
No, not quite.
No, not quite.
Not quite.
Intelligence.
National
Intelligence.
Not quite. 反正 under the Communist Party. That's
under currency.
同在人部是属于中国共产党的中间的一个部门。
So there's a department in China that really control like these kind of things.
所以它属于共产党这个党里面的一个部门，叫做统战部。
And it's one department inside the Communist Party, and they call this 统战部. Like, sorry, it's controlling intelligence in the country.
这只有中共有,
because
美国、澳洲都没有的。
Because all the Western countries, they don't have this department, so we don't know really how to translate. It's a unique to China.
总而言之,过去的30多年,都是宗教问题是由这两个部门来管理的。
So in the past 30 years, it's under the control of the police and this department.
但是,这个新的政策出来了。
And but this new, the new law has come.
他把整个的管理的事情往下放。
Now they hand the power control to the bottom.
这个对就是所谓村干部跟里农干部就是最低层的。
They give it to the lowest officials, whether it's in the countryside or in the town or in a village, the head of the village.
还有你的street corner in the city. 就是李龙干部，就是你在上海，你住的什么静安区，你住的那个居民委员会，那个最底层的，他是管这个事的。
And also in China, every street that you live in, they also have somebody which is the head looking after the whole street that you need to report to.
就是你住的那个居民区。
And it's at the area where you live.
这个做法是文革的做法。
And this way of doing things is like the term of Cultural Revolution.
他不是用官僚来管你，他是用群众来管你。
So it's no longer through the government official to control you, but it's through the people to control you.
那也就是这个管理就变得更加的细致。
And so this control is much more in detail.
对，就没有死角了。
So now there's no blind corner.
对，那么然后呢，还给你incentive， 给你动机。
And also they give you incentive.
我有一张海报，
I receive a poster，
是上海长宁区的，
and it's from Shanghai， the area called 长宁。
这个地区出了一张海报，
and they actually broadcast this big poster。
你要注意那些常常聚会不喝酒不抽烟的那些人。
And it's like pay attention to everybody among you that does not drink, does not smoke。
对，这些人是你们要注意的。
You need to pay attention to those people。
如果他们在那里聚会查经，
if they are gathering there studying the Bible，
你把这些人举报，
and if you actually expose them， report them，
最高奖金，
and the highest reward，
猜多少钱？
How much？ Have a guess。
最高，
the highest，
50万人民币，
50,000 Chinese yen， 500,000，
500,000。你的胃口太小了。
My appetite is too small. With 500,000 Chinese yen.
That's right. 最高奖金可以赏到50万人民币来促进你，好好看着你这些邻舍。
And so that incentive to motivate you to really to see your neighbors who are like this.
2月1号生效。
And from the 1st of February it starts.
对吧？
Second, the 1st of February.
所以 你看这个手法岂不就跟斗米田一个思路吗？
And the way of doing things is very similar to what Dominion is doing.
他就是用你的邻舍来举报你，然后你就可以分他的财产。
And so through you, by exposing, reporting your neighbor, then you can take hold of the asset.
所以约翰就告诉我们，
So John is telling us，
我约翰为什么这个90多岁的神的老仆人应该在家里面抱孙子了，现在跑来海岛孤孤伶仃一个人在巴莫海岛上。
So John is telling us, now in his 90, he should be at home and looking after grandchildren, but now he's got exile alone in the island of Patmos.
如果你是他设身处地想一想，
if, just think if you were him at that place.
我侍奉主七八十年，对不对？
And I have served the Lord more than 70 years.
我一直为主，我们用今天的话叫做抛头颅洒热血。
And so that every day you were risking your life for the Lord.
可是今天在我这么大的年龄，我非但没有能够抱孙子，现在我还在一个孤岛荒岛上面孤苦伶仃在那里，为什么？不是我犯了国法。
And yet now at this old age, I cannot be at home and looking after my grandchildren, but I've been exiled to this lonely at this island. What for? I did not offend any law.
他告诉我们原因。
And he tells us the reason.
你读刚刚读的时候，你如果注意第九节。
And it's in verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道与耶稣做的见证，在巴摩海岛。
I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
因为这个世界不能够容纳耶稣基督与他的见证，不能容纳。
Because this world cannot tolerate Jesus Christ.
这是撒旦所痛恨的。
Because that's what Satan hates.
所以那个时候撒旦是借着冻米田的手来逼迫当时信耶稣的这些人。
So at that time, Satan was using Dominic to persecute all the Christians.
那这个是硕果仅存的耶稣的最后剩下来的一个门徒。
And he was only the one and only disciple left of Jesus.
冻米田把他抓起来，没有杀他，却放逐他在巴摩海岛上。
So Dominic did not kill him, but actually arrest him and exile him to Patmos.
这个我觉得比杀人还残忍，因为一个老头子在一个荒岛，你还能怎么样？
And it's even crueler than killing him, because as an old man by himself, how can he look after himself?
所以他在那个光景里头，照人看是死路一条。
So from the man's viewpoint, he's going to a dead end.
但是就在他一个大的人生的危机的关头，
But yet in his lifetime of crisis,
他告诉我们，在一个主日，
He tells us that on the Lord's day,
对不对？第十节，当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音像吹号一样跟我说话。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
后面所有的事情就是根据那位跟他讲话的天使所告诉他的，他通通把他记下来。
And after that is the angel that has spoke to him. Everything said was written down.
但我要往下讲之前，我要前面特别注意第三节。
But before we continue, I want to point you to verse 3.
因为这是66卷书唯一的一卷给我们一个应许。
Because in these 66 books, this is the only book that will give us a promise.
这个应许是什么？我们注意看。
What is this promise?
他说，念着书上预言的，和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it.
换言之，
In another way,
这本书里面带着一个大的福气。
And in this book, there is a great blessing.
对吗？这个福气要给谁？
And what is this blessing for?
他说，
Who is it for?
两种情形。
There's only two conditions.
第一，念这卷书的。
The first is those that read this book.
那你说，我是文盲，我不会念。
And you say, I'm an illiterate, I cannot read.
那你可以听。
But then you can hear.
对吗？所以念这个书的，或者听这卷书的
，the one that reads this book and hears the words，
然后呢，照着去行的人
，and those keep those things which are written，
对不对？遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的
，they are all blessed。
我们中国人的传统，每年到了过年
，and as a Chinese tradition during the New Year's time。
我们会做一个很奇怪的事，把中文的那个福字啊，写一个大的福，然后把它倒过来。
And the Chinese will write a character of blessing, but they will turn it upside down.
英文就不灵了，这就是必须中文。
If you write it in English, it doesn't make sense at all.
对，你就把这倒过来的福贴在门口。
And then you stick this word of blessing upside down at your door.
为什么？
Why do they do that?
你就要说福到了。
And it's said because blessing has come.
对，那这是老中讨福气的一个方法。
And that's a Chinese tradition of doing that to get blessing.
那个叫做迷信。
But that is called superstition.
对，不是真的。
It's not real.
这句话是真的。
But the word of God is real.
现在我们要到年底要过年了，对吧？
So we're coming to the end of the year.
你要得福气吧？
Did you want to be blessed?
要不要？
Did you want it?
你们胃口太小了，不要。
You all have a very small appetite.
你应该有一个大的胃口。
You need to have a big appetite.
你要跟主说2018年我要得着神给我的什么福气。
He just said, Lord, in 2018, I want to receive your blessing.
耶稣会跟你说这句话。
And Jesus will give you this verse.
凡念这卷书的。
Blessed is he who reads.
对不对？念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的。
And those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it.
耶稣什么 promise 啊？
What was Jesus' promise?
什么是主耶稣的应许啊？
What is Jesus' promise?
你只要这样子做，
If you just do this,
我就要给你一个福气，
then I have to bless you.
对不对？理由是什么？
What is the reason?
日期近了。
For the time is near.
什么意思叫做日期近了？
When you say the time is near, what does it mean?
什么日期啊？
What time?
就是他第二次再来的日期。
Is the time of his return.
就是他要迎娶他的心腹的日期。
The time where he will come to receive his bride.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand that?
要不要啊？
Do you want that?
醒一醒啊。
You need to wake up.
这个是最重要的一句话。
This is most important verse.
主耶稣有一个福气要给你。
The Lord Jesus has a blessing for you.
你就注意这第三节所说的，照着去行，你就得到了。
If you pay attention of this verse 3, what verse 3 says, and to do it, you will receive the blessing.
哎，每一个人是不是都有一本圣经在你的手里啊？
Do everyone have a Bible in your hand?
啊，今天晚上回家。
Tonight, when you go home,
你就做这个祷告好吗？
Then you can go home and then make
this prayer. 你要好好的跟主说，我要你应许的福气，这是你给我，你要给我的。
Lord, I want the blessing that you have promised.
你跟神要表态，我要。
You need to tell the Lord that I want it.
你不要那没话说，那我们干脆回家算了。
If you don't want it, then there's nothing you can do.
但是主说，我要给你这个福气。
The Lord said, I want to give you this blessing.
你要对主说我要。
You need to tell the Lord, say, Lord, I want it.
我只要读而且遵守我就得着。
I want to read, hear, and keep it.
难不难啊？
Is it difficult?
不难的。
It's not difficult.
所以我想这卷书的它的特色就在这里表现出来了。
And we say the uniqueness of this book is revealed here.
因为日期近了。
Because the time is near.
他写这句话的时候是2000年前了。
And when John wrote this, it's 2000 years ago.
是他近还是我们近啊？
So who's near, him or us?
Huh?
The time. Who's near? Us.
所以我们读这句话的时候应该要远比任何其他的人读这句话的时候更有什么确据啊。
So as we read this today, we must have a greater urgency than all the Christians that's before us.
所以如果你毫无感觉的话，
But if you read this and you feel nothing,
你大概不是基督徒。
I'm doubt whether you are a Christian.
如果你是真的基督徒，
But if you're a true Christian,
你只要里面有一点渴慕主的心，
And you have a heart to desire the Lord.
你读到这一句话的时候，应该触动你里整个的这个人，开始有一个，哎呀，不得了，这件事情 这么近啊。
And so when you read these words, inside you there's something moved you. It's like, wow, time is so close now.
好，我可以讲到几点？
3:30.
好，
三点半。
那现在我们就要来看这位在他的身背后像吹号的声音，这么大的声音跟他讲什么。
So now we want to see the one that's behind John blowing like a trumpet what he's going to say.
那第十二节我们来看。
And so verse 12,
我转过身来要看谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台。
Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸前竖着金带。
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
His feet were like the fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in his strength.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
又是那存活着，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I am he who lives and was dead,And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of the Hades and of death.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来。
Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七个灯台就是七个教会。
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches.
所以他转身回头要看谁跟他讲话。
And so John turned around to see who was speaking to him.
他看见什么？
And what did he saw?
他看见两样东西。
He saw two things.
第一，七个金灯台。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
第二，一位像人子行走在七个金灯台中间。
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man.
好，这是他看见的第一个异象。
And that was the first vision that John saw.
我们来一起思想。
Let's us meditate.
当你读到七个金灯台，
And when you read about these seven golden lampstands,
你的联想想到什么？
What do you connect yourself to? What do you think of?
你就想到旧约。
You probably will remember in the Old Testament.
因为整本圣经只有旧约讲过 金灯台啊。
Because only in the Old Testament it spoke about the golden lampstand.
你如果没有读过圣经，你去过以色列，
But if you didn't read the Old Testament, but you've been to Israel,
今天以色列国的国家的那个国叫做什么？
国徽是吗？
国徽是那个六角星，大卫的星，那是他的国旗上的国徽。但是他的那个 symbol 那个叫做 emblem， 啊，那个，就代今天一个国家，他拿一个东西代表他们，那以色列就用金灯台来代表他们。
So if you ask Israel how do they represent themselves with a symbol emblem, they will use the golden lampstand.
对，所以你今天到以色列去看，你就可以看到很多的这个emblem， 这个我不知道中文叫什么
记号。
国徽吧，就算国徽吧，好吧。
And they look like there's many emblem. If you go to Israel today, see many emblem using this lampstand.
那希伯来话叫这个 emblem， 我们叫金灯台，他们叫 menorah。
So to them in Hebrew is menorah.
对，好，这是以色列今天的一个那个国徽啊。但是这里那个时候以色列已经亡国了。
So that the lampstand was the emblem for Israel, but at that time when John writes this, Israel is already not a nation anymore.
你一直要注意，现在的时间是主后，差不多95年、96年的时候。
You need to have the time, conscious of time is around 80-70 as 96.
但是他说我看见七个金灯台。
But then he said, I saw seven golden lampstands.
我也看见有一位好像人子。穿着就是一个大祭司，走在这个七个金灯台中间。
And I saw one like the Son of Man clothed with a garment like a high priest in the midst of it.
他是谁
？And who is he？
你要不要猜一猜
？Do you want to take a guess？
啊，这个人子行走在七个金灯台中间的装束是大祭司的装束。
So the Son of Man was dressed up like a high priest.And walking in the midst of the lampstand.
他是谁啊？
Who is he?
当然不是别人，就是他所侍奉的谁？耶稣基督吗？
No one else but the Lord Jesus Christ who John served.
他说我已经死过，但是现在复活了。
It's like I was dead, but now I'm alive.
我的名字是 Alpha, 我的名字是 Omega.
My name is Alpha and Omega.
对，这些语句只有耶稣才会说得出来，没有第二个人。
Only Jesus can say this thing, no one else.
好，我现在要大家猜一猜。
Now I want to ask you to take a guess.
金灯台在哪里？
Golden lampstand, where are they?
动动脑筋啊。
You think about it. Where are these golden lampstands?
现在是睡午觉的时间，你现在要醒一醒。
Even though it's a time for afternoon nap, but you need to stay awake.
金灯台在哪里？
Where are these golden lampstands today?
按照旧约的圣经，
According to the Old Testament Bible,
第一次提到金灯台，
the first time it mentioned of the golden lampstand,
是神把摩西叫到西乃山去干嘛？
It's the time when God called Moses to Mount Sinai to do what?
把会幕启示给摩西，对吧？
So from there, God revealed the tabernacle to Moses.
所以我们知道，在会幕里面，神曾经告诉他有两个房间，前面那个房间叫圣所，后面那个房间叫至圣所。
So God telling him in the tabernacle, there's two parts. The first part is called the holy place, and the second part is called the holiest of all.
在至圣所只有一个家具，那就是约柜。
And also in the most holy place is only the Ark of Covenant.
在前面圣所有三件家具。
And in the holy place have three things.
这三件家具，你如果是祭司，你进门进来。
So if you are a priest and you enter into the door.
那你的左手。
And on your left hand.
你看见的第一个家具。
And the first thing you saw on your left.
金灯台。
Is the golden lampstand.
你的右手。
And on your right hand.
陈设饼的桌子
，and you see the table of showbread。
你的正前方
，and right in front of you，
金香炉
is a golden incense。
这就是三件家具摆在会幕的圣所。
So in the holy place have these three pieces of furniture。
后来到了圣殿的时代
，and when it comes to time of the temple，
会幕过去了
，the tabernacle is past。
大卫的儿子所罗门建了第一个圣殿。
Solomon, the son of David, built the first temple.
他的图像还是根据会幕的图像。
And the blueprint he followed is like the tabernacle.
只是放大了。
But everything get enlarged.
对不对？所以建了那个大的圣殿。
So then he built is a bigger temple.
但是家具还是一样的。
But then the furniture is still the same.
在那个时候，祭司只要进了第一个圣所，他的左手永远是什么？金灯台。
So in those days, as the priest enter the temple, on their left hand is always the golden lampstand.
好，这是这基本常识。
And so this is just some background.
好，现在约翰告诉我们。
So now John tells us.
他人在哪里？他刚刚告诉我们第九节。
He told us where was John at this point.
他在哪里？
Where was he?
巴摩海岛啊。
He was in the Isle of Patmos.
是一个荒岛啊。
And it is a desolate place.
除了海鸟还是海鸟。
He saw the seagulls and more seagulls.
对不对？然后就是一个 beach.
And he see just a beach.
沙滩。或者反正就是一个荒岛。
And you can see it's just a barren island.
他居然告诉我们，他看见七个金灯台，还有主耶稣大祭司行走在七个金灯台中间，在巴摩海岛吗？
So John told us that he turned around and saw seven golden lampstands and also Jesus walking in the midst of it.
难道在巴摩海岛吗？
And it's at Patmos?Can that be a Patmos?
赞成的举手。
Did you, those that think is Patmos, you lift up your hands. The golden lampstand and Jesus is a Patmos, you can lift up your hand.
你们都不举手。
There's nobody put up their hands.
好，反对的举手。
And those that do not agree, put up your hand.
那你们不举手的 是什么意思？
And those that didn't put up your hand, what do you mean?
你们都是外交官。
You maybe, all of you are just a consulates.
Diplomats. 对不对？模拟两可，专门。
You just sit on the fence.
你要么就是说在巴摩海岛，要么就是反对，他不在巴摩海岛。
You either have to agree that it was at the Isle of Patmos or is not there.
当然反对是对的，但是我就要追问一句，不在巴摩海岛在哪里？
And so we know that it is not at Patmos, but if it's not in.Our Patmos, where is it?
按照旧约唯一的可能，要么就在会幕，要么就是在圣殿。
According to the Old Testament, there can only be two places, whether in the tabernacle or in the temple.
但是现在是主后95年，没有会幕，也没有圣殿。
But that time is AD 95. There is no tabernacle and no temple anymore.
那怎么答案在哪里呢？
Then where is the answer?
请你打开希伯来书第八章。
We open the book of Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
The book of Hebrews chapter 8.
第一节第二节。
And the first and second verse.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。
Now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens.
在哪里？他说在圣所，就是真帐幕里做执事。这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
So where is it? Second verse.A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, and not man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这两节圣经，
In these two Bible verses,
告诉我们一个秘密。
And these two verses tells us a secret.
什么秘密？
What is this secret?
耶稣从橄榄山升天之后，
After Jesus ascended from the Mount Olivet,
他去哪里了？
Where did he went? Where did Jesus went?
他到月球？
Did he went to the moon?
到金星？
Did he went to Venice?
没有关系，随便你讲一个都可以。都不是。
Not there.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣去到第三层天。
It tells us Jesus went to the third heaven.
第三层天有神的宝座。
On the third heaven, there is the throne of God.
那里有一个他的办公室。
And there, he had an office there.
那个办公室圣经叫他真帐幕。
And that his office is called the true tabernacle.
对不对?
Do you agree?
如果我们没有希伯来书, 我们不知道啊。
If we don't have the book of Hebrew, we don't understand. We don't know.
但是你就是读了 Hebrew, 读了也等于没读,就是似懂,非懂。
But if you read the book of Revelation, Hebrew, you may say, I know it, but truly, really know it?
所以现在有了启示录,有了第一个意象,约翰就告诉我们,
but now,
我看见七个金灯台,而且有人子行走在七个灯台中间。
But now in Revelation, John is telling us, I see seven golden lampstands and the Son of Man walking in the midst.
你把希伯来书加上现在的启示录加在一起，你看到一件什么事？
And so you put the book of Hebrew and Revelation together, what do you see?
主耶稣每天在哪里？
Every day, where is Jesus? Every day.
在第三层天。
He's in third heaven.
在他的办公室。
He's in his office.
他以什么身份在那个办公室？
And what role is he, a position is he in that office?
大祭司。
He is there as a high priest.
大祭司行走在金灯台中间。
So the high priest walking in the midst of the golden lampstand.
好，现在这一章就解释金灯台代表什么。
So now this chapter explains to us what does the golden lampstand represent.
如果没有这一章圣经，我们根本就不知道金灯台代表什么。
If we don't have this chapter, we do not understand what is representing.
旧约没有启示。
Because the Old Testament did not give us the revelation.
神只告诉摩西，你要按照山上的样式建会幕，建所有的家具。
And God only told Moses that you must build the tabernacle according to what is given from the mount.
神没有向摩西解释过为什么要造这些东西。
And God didn't explain to Moses why he had to do all these things.
现在这里解释了，七个金灯台就是七个教会。
But now here tells us the seven lampstands is seven churches.
Wow. 请问金灯台在那个圣所里头有什么功用啊？
I want to ask, as a lampstand, golden lampstand in the tabernacle, what is the purpose of having it there?
发光。
It's to give light.
今天我们进一个房间，如果是晚上。
So now, in the night, if we enter a room,
我们做的第一件事是什么？
What the first thing you will do?
开灯。
We turn on the light.
古时候你能不能就开灯啊？
But in the olden time, they can't switch on the light. There's no electricity.
那个时候没有电的，所以不是开灯了。在那个年代，我想我们中间大概只有头发白的人看过，那个叫做油灯。
So the people that be older generation may understand in those days we actually have this gasoline light.
Gasoline light?
No, not gasoline light.
没有没有灯吗？没有灯。
Kerosene.
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 对对对。
Oil, or just oil.
所以你也没看过的。那个油灯是
kerosene light.
圣经里面讲的这个金灯台的油灯是不是 kerosene, 不是煤油，是橄榄油。
But the lampstand here does not use kerosene, it uses the olive oil.
对，在那个地方最多的就是橄榄。
Because at that place, the most things they have abundant is olive.
所以橄榄压榨之后就出油。
And so you crush the olive, then it becomes the oil comes out.
所以那个时候所需要的食用油是橄榄油，但是用来做燃料的也是橄榄油。
So at that time, what they use for eating is using olive oil, but also for lighting using olive oil.
好，那么当时在圣殿里头，神启示给摩西，这就是在会幕启示给这个做金灯台的时候，他要摩西第一准备一个油壶，金油壶放橄榄油。
And so when God revealed to Moses when he's building a tabernacle and preparing for the lampstand, he need to have a container to store the oil.
对，这是个金油壶，里面装纯的橄榄油。
It's a golden container to flask to actually contain the olive oil.
然后还要准备一个金剪刀。
And then also a golden scissors.
是跟这个金灯台配套的。
And it's together to be used with the lampstand.
为什么祭司每天要来料理这个金灯台？
Because as a package, every day the priest has to come to clean up.
金灯台只有一个功用。
And the golden lampstand has only one purpose, one use.
发光。
Is to give light.
对吗？
Lighten up.
如果在那个会幕里头金灯台不发光，这个房间就是黑的。
Because if the lampstand did not give off light, then in the tabernacle it will be all dark.
所以祭司一进来，一定要把这个灯剃亮。
And so when the priest came in, the first thing is to trim the lamp.
那么要剃亮，两个必要条件。
And if you want to trim the lamp, there's two conditions, two requirements.
第一，要加油，这是能源。
And first is to add more oil because that gives the energy.
有了油，第二要有一个灯芯。
And the second, you must have the
wick.
The wick. Yeah.
这个灯芯是放在油里头的。
And it's putting inside the oil.
那么你点的时候，那这个灯芯就有一个火苗。
And when it lighten up, then there is a flame.
你如果用过煤油灯，你就知道我在讲什么。没有煤油灯，你起码点过蜡烛，蜡烛也跟这个原理一样的。
And if you didn't, you have a kerosene lamp, you made it lighten a candle, a very similar concept.
啊，那么现在主耶稣就用这个东西来告诉什么叫做教会。
And Jesus using this to tell us what does it mean to be a church.
教会就是个金灯台。
The church is a golden lampstand.
是发光。
And the purpose is to give off light.
发什么光？
But what kind of light does it give off?
耶稣说
，And Jesus said，
我是世界的光。
Jesus said， I am the light of the world。
如果你跟从我，就不在黑暗里。
If you follow me， you will not walk in darkness。
啊，他是真光。
And he is the true light。
所以今天整个的世界是在黑暗中。
And so today the whole world is in darkness。
如果我们要看到事情的真相，
If we want to see the truth of something,
你必须要有真光。
Then you need a true light.
如果你没有这个真光，
If you don't have the true light,
你就是行在黑暗中。
Then you are just walking in darkness.
你摸索，你不知道事实的真相是什么。
Then you are just that fumbling around, do not know the truth of anything.
你更不要讲你这个路要怎么走。
And not even to say how to walk the way before.
所以光是在黑暗中，让我们知道实情的真情的那一个必要条件。
So in a time of darkness, the light is the only source that will help us to see clearly what is before us.
所以撒旦就要把这个光怎么样消灭。
And that's why Satan wants to put off this light.
因为撒旦是谎言的源头。
Because Satan is the source of all lies.
他不让人知道真实真理。
He doesn't want people to know the truth.
他要用谎言统治这个世界。
He want to use lies to govern the whole world.
但是只有我们的主耶稣，神的儿子来到这个世界，要把真理告诉我们。
But only the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came into the world to tell us the truth.
他是真光。
He is the true light.
所以教会在地上就是一个功能。
And we see that the one purpose for the church on the earth is
就是发光。
Is to give light.
就是为耶稣做见证，对吗？
Is to be a testimony for Jesus.
他就是光。
Because he is the true light.
你把他高举起来，
If you lift him up,
这个光就照射出去。
And this light will shining everywhere.
主耶稣对他的门徒说，光不能放在兜底下。
You cannot put a light under the bushel.
有没有啊？他必须放在灯台上。
The light must put on a lampstand.
教会不是把你的光放在一个兜底下或者一个遮蔽的地方，让这个光发不出来，那你这个金灯台是白占地图。
And so as a church, if it's a lampstand, you must let the light to be shined out instead of covered it up. Otherwise, it's lost its usefulness.
所以祭司每天他第一件事情就是来加油。
And so the priest, the first thing to do is to add more oil.
这个 油按照撒加利亚书的意象就是说圣灵。
And according to the Zechariah, this oil represents the Holy Spirit.
也就是说这个光的源头的能源是从圣灵来的。
And it said the source of this light is came from the Holy Spirit.
今天为耶稣做见证不是靠人的口才。
So today, you want to testify for Jesus is not by how arrogant you are.
不是靠着人的本领。
It's not according to how great you are.
而是按照圣灵的能力。
But it's according to the power of the Holy Spirit.
第二，有一把剪刀。
And second is the scissors, the golden scissors.
对，剪刀干嘛？
And what do the golden scissors do?
料理那个灯芯。
Is to trim the wick.
你要亮。
You want the light to give more of more light.
对，你就要火苗大。
Then the flame must be give a greater flame.
那这个光就强。
And then the light is bigger, stronger. 如果
你的火苗小，也就是你的灯芯很短。
But if the flame is small because the wick is small,
那你的火苗就阴烟烟。
And then you just keep it black smoke coming out.
No.
It's flickering. It's flickering. It's just very tiny flame flickering there.
那这个光就是没有什么光的。
And then the light is very dull.
所以祭司呢，他就是要调整这个灯芯。
And so the priest is how to trim the wick.
你不能拉太长。
But you cannot pull too much off.
是长是长，火苗是很大，光很亮，老冒烟啊。
But then if you pull too much out, yes, the flame is bigger, but then there's a lot of give off lots of smoke.
你在那个小房间里面七盏灯都在冒烟，你想你能站多久啊？
So if you had a small room and there are seven lampstands, they're all giving off smoke, how long can you stay there?
所以祭司必须把它牵短一点。
So the priest have to trim it.
它不能太短也不能太长。
Not too long, not too short.
这就是耶稣在我们每一个身上所做的工。
And that's Jesus every day doing his work on us.
今天教会有两种人。
And today in the church is two kind of people.
要么什么都不干。
And one kind is they want to do nothing.
他一年来一次。
And then he maybe just come once a year.
就是圣诞节。
And maybe just Christian during Christmas.
好一点复活节再来一次两次。
And if he was good, he may he come also Easter time.
他跟上帝报道我来了啊。
He just come here to report to God and say I'm been here.
那么还有一种基督徒叫明哲保身，因为他看基督徒好像复杂，我干脆就是旁观者，我只要来了就行了。
But then another kind of Christian, they come to the church as an observer.They just look at what people do, but they don't want to participate.
对，没有把自己交在神的手里。
They don't want to commit themselves into God's hand.
你如果读这个启示录第一章的第一，我们刚刚没有念，我现在要念一下。
Let's come back to Revelation chapter 1, something that we didn't read before.
对，第五节、第六节。
And in verse 5 and verse 6.
对，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活的，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。有恩惠平安归于你们，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
And in verse 5, And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
这个我们每个基督徒都经验了。
And all this every Christian has experienced.
我们经验过他的恩典。
We experience His grace.
经过他给我们的平安。
We experience the peace He gives us.
也尝了他爱我们的事实。
We also taste of His love to us.
我们怎么知道我们的主爱我们？
How do we know that the Lord loves us?
这里说他的证据是什么？
And what is the proof here?
他用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，这个是他爱我们的凭据。
He washed us from our sin in His own blood. That's our proof.
每一个得救的、重生的基督徒共有的经历。
That's every born again Christian they have experienced this.
但是我刚刚说过，神主耶稣救我们，这是他的方法，不是他的目的。
This is just the method how He saved us, not His purpose.
第六节是他的目的。
And verse 6 is His purpose.
又使我们第一成为他的国民。
And six first make us to be kings.
第二，做他父神的祭司。
And priest to his God and Father.
但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
所以主耶稣爱我们，救我们，付了代价，
So the Lord Jesus Christ loved us and saved us and paid a great price.
不是让你好看坐在那里一朵鲜花,
it's just wanting to be sit there like a flower to show off your beauty. That was not the purpose of Jesus saving you.
他救我的目的,第一,要成为他的国民,也就是他有一个kingdom,他有一个王国。
And so the first is to save us so that we can become his subject of his kingdom.
他有一个政权,他有一个国的。
He has a kingdom, he has a rule.
我们在他的里面都有一个责任的。
And inside the kingdom, we all have a responsibility.
而这个国有一个特点跟万国不一样。
And this kingdom is so different to any other kingdom on the earth.
这是什么国呢?
What kind of kingdom?
祭司的国。
Because his kingdom is called kingdom of priests.
这个国它的存在是为着侍奉神，祭司的责任就是侍奉神的。
For the purpose for the existence of this kingdom is to be priest to serve God.
所以在神的国里没有吃大锅饭的。
So in the kingdom of God, there is no just eating a group meal.
大锅饭这怎么翻译啊？
Community meal. Communal. A communal.
就是你干活30块,不干活也是30块。
It's just meaning that whether you work or don't work, you get the same wage.
哦,你要干活的。
But now you have to work.
你要做他的祭司来侍奉他的。
But you need to be his priest to serve him.
彼得前书告诉我们是 君尊的祭司。
And the first Peter tells us it's a kingdom of priests.
Royal priesthood.
Kingship, loyal priesthood.
对,
loyal priesthood.
这比旧约更高一等了。
And it's even higher than what's in the Old Testament.
我们不但是做他的祭司, 而且是带着皇家的地位。
We are not only his priest, but we are also as a loyal priesthood.
对, 是双重身份。
And so we have two calling.
所以如果你要印名片啊, 多多指教, 这个上面你可以印君尊的祭司。
So if you want to give people your name card, then you can print on it, loyal priest.
比你是某某大学校长, 那就是某某国家的总统, 都不能相比的, 差远了。
It's much more privileged than any president of any country.
对不对?
Isn't that right?
可是我们不是货, 我们觉得这个, 哎, 还不如我在家里做, 啊, 我家的老板就可以了。
As we just don't recognize it, and so we just content to be just our boss at home.
你把神看扁了。But
you really have 神要给你, looked down.
给你的身份, 那是你从来没有想都没有想过的。
Because what God has given to you, the status is you never dream of.
他救你不是小事一桩啊, 他对你有高的什么期盼。
For God to save you is not a small thing because God has a very high hope for you. And that is the seven lampstands you want to tell each church.
我们每一个在任何教会里头, 你要听见圣灵在这里向我们每一个人有一个挑战。
And everyone in the church, we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit challenging us.
你知道这个真理, 被埋没在历史的里面,
Do you know this truth has been buried in history?
一直到马丁路德改教的时候, 这个真理在恢复的。
Is it until the time of Martin Luther, then he recovered this truth?
今年是马丁路德改教500年。
And this year is 500 years anniversary of Martin Luther Revolution.
500年前, 马丁路德
Reformation.
为着要能够改变天主教的黑暗, 他定了95条状贴在那个教堂的门口。
So Martin Luther wanted to reform the Catholic Church and he nailed his thesis with 95 points at the church door.
教皇要他的命。
And so the Pope wanted to kill him.
所以历史历代为着耶稣的真理, 很多的人就像包括现在我们读的约翰, 也是当时的皇帝要他的命。
And many people for the word of God, they all like John today, the emperor want to kill them.
今天我们能够读到约翰八个异象, 是他用命换来的。
And today we can read about this eight vision is John risking his life to give to us.
今天我们能够知道我们是君尊的祭司，是马丁路德用他的命换来的。
And today, Christians can know that they are a loyal priesthood is Martin Luther risking his life to bring it to us.
这些人都是从圣经的里面得着真理真光。
All these people, they have received the true light through the word of God.
他们要推翻撒旦的谎言。
And they want to overturn Satan's lies.
他们要为真理做见证。
And they want to be a testimony for the truth.
今天我们在21世纪的基督徒，在这个时候的教会，难道我们没有我们该做的见证吗？
And today in the 21st century as Christians, is there something else we should do?
我们不能够天天就是做一个教徒而已。
We cannot just be a believer each day.
A religious believer.
A religious believer.
你只是帮他当做一个宗教信仰，
Because
可有可无。
You treat it as a religious belief, so whether have it or not is okay.
不，这里面所包含的那个意义是牵涉你的生命整个的存在的价值。
But the meaning here really touches the heart, your heart, and really is a cause to your existence.
对，我想我们这一堂，我就给弟兄姊妹看到第一个意象，神对他的教会是有一个至高的什么护照。
So for this session, I want to share with you to see that God has a high calling for His church.
我们做基督徒不是一个小事。
As be a Christian is not a small matter.
主耶稣用他的性命来买赎我们不是一个小事。
Because Jesus gave His life to redeem us is not a small thing.
有一位传道人这样说。
Once a preacher said these things.
他说主耶稣呼召我们做他的门徒。
Jesus called us to be his disciples.
是要我们用我们的生命来见证他的真理。
He called us to use our life, to risk our life to be a witness for his truth.
你会不会寻道，那不是你控制的。
Whether you will be a martyr is not for you to control.
但是你可以控制的是，主耶稣说你要为我做见证。
But what you can control is when Jesus said, you need to be a testimony for my truth.
就是这第一章所说的。And 神的道与耶稣基督的见证。
As the chapter 1 says, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
讲两次。
Twice.
刚刚我们读的。
We read it twice.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这件事是撒旦恨恶的。
And dear brother and sister, this is one thing that Satan hates.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你做的事情是撒旦恨恶的，那你就做对了。
If you did something that Satan hates, then you did it right.
如果你做的事情是撒旦说好，你糟糕了。
If what you do is what Satan will clap for, then you're in trouble.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
你的仇敌反对的，你知道你应该做；你的仇敌赞成的，你千万别碰。
What you do is please your enemy, you know is wrong. What your enemies hate, you know is right.
这个使徒约翰他所做的事情是撒旦恨恶的。
And we can see what John, Apostle John's doing is what Satan hates.
但是他坚持。
But he persevere.
他就要得到生命的冠冕。
And he will receive the crown of life.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow head in prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
我们这些在世界来看叫做如土如尘的人。
We are the people in the that despised by the people in the world.
我们算什么
？What are we?
但是你却高抬我们。
But yet you loved us to lift us up.
你用你最宝贵的儿子来为我们舍命。
And even give us your precious son to give his life to us.
你付了最高的代价。
You pay the highest price.
来换我们这些如土如尘的罪人。
To redeem us who are the dust of the world.
主啊，你的奇妙我们永远没有办法测度。
Oh Lord, how can we understand your greatness?
主，你既然付了这样至高的代价。
Lord, you have paid such a high price.
也就证明你对我们有一个至高的盼望。
You also reveal to us you have a high hope for us.
你要把我们从粪堆中拔起，与王子同坐。
You have lifted us from the dunghill to sit with princes.
你告诉我们要做你有君尊的大的祭司。
You called us to be a loyal priesthood.
主啊，我们常常第一没听懂，第二听懂了也不在乎。
Lord, so often we do not understand what we hear, and even if we hear, we take light of it.
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
今天你再一次用你的话来提醒我们。
Lord, once again, you have reminded us by your word.
你要我们每一个教会都预备好自己。
You asking that every church need to prepare herself.
新妇装饰整齐，等候新郎回来。
For the bride must make herself ready to wait for the coming of the bridegroom.
这是你对我们每一个教会的期望。
This is your hope for each church.
日期近了。
For the time is near.
我们今天是的确近了。
And today truly we are near.
主啊，求你唤醒我们。
Oh Lord, please wake us up.
求你用各样的方法把我们沉睡的灵提，再把我们摇醒。
Lord, use whatever means to wake up our sleepy spirit.
让我们不再贪爱这个世界。
So that we'll no longer love this world.
让我们不再体贴自己的肉体。
That we'll not concern about our own needs.
让我们起来好好的爱主。
That we can rise up to love our Lord.
答应良人的呼召。
That we may hear the call of our lover.
听见你要向我们说重要的话语。
And hear you to say important things to us.
你就是生命之道。
Because you are the life of the truth, life of truth.
主啊，愿你的话进入我们的心。
May your word enter our hearts.
圣灵开启我们的里面的眼睛。
And open our understanding.
让我们真认识基督。
That we may truly know you.
好叫我们的生命在这个地上是有意义的。
So that while we live on the earth is full of meaning and purpose.
是活得有价值的。
That we are living variable.
是能够讨神的喜悦的。
And that we may please God.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
你如此高抬我们。
You have lifted us up.
求你继续向我们说话。
Continue to speak to us.
奉耶稣基督的得胜的名。
We pray in the victorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.